Tuesday, 6 o'clock, and that could mean many things, but in these circles, it means it's Bughouse Square. So thanks for doing what you got to do to get to this point, and I'm going to tell you about things.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bughouse Square, you know, it's Halloween in a couple days, so I tend to lean towards Halloween-related songs on the show before Halloween. So that's kind of what I'm doing tonight, but not too aggressively. I'm taking liberties with this this theme. So, yeah, it's going to be good. I got a ton of music.
In the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain.
Hey!
Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Kill him in the river. Some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot
his brother and
his
sister,
brother and
really?
Sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
The devil and off we crept.
neck was safer from the lynching room. Who's that yonder laughing at me like I was the brunt of some hilarity? Who's that yonder laughing at me? Well, jump the devil. Tune in.
Yeah. seen your eyes. Have the days made you so unwise? Realize you are. Had you talked to the winds of time?
With a candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat, well, how about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. A sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain
Oh man, that's a good tune, don't you think, Yuri G? What do the kids think of that one?
I love them pretenders. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, they're just not pretending. You know, they're the real thing. Or they were.
You know,
anyway.
It's like every time the Pretenders come on, I'm like, is this just another Pretenders song that's just tremendous? How many great songs do they have? It's got to be like hundreds of dozens.
I don't know if there's that many, but as far as that really speak to me, but there's a big chunk, you know, I'd say.
You don't want to give him too much credit.
That first record, I just, that's, you know, whenever we do a debut record, show, Pretenders, that's their, yeah. that's up there. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. You know what I'm saying?
It's all we can ask, you know. You know, it's somewhat rhetorical anyway, so it's like, yeah, that's cool.
I used to answer that question by telling people, well, let me tell you, I got a sore left knee and a busted right ankle, and I was offended by a friend, and I would go on and on. I was like, you're gonna hear it.
But it's good to hear your voice. You know, I mean, then I at least know that you're capable of speaking. So you're doing that. You're doing that well.
Yep. There it is.
How's your week? What has your week, imbued into your song choice?
What I got tonight is I'm a super fan. Some people aren't. I am. I tend to favor the little banshees like the Jujus and the Hyenas.
Why? All right, I got to stop you right here. There's something, just the way that the phone sounds is weird, like it's kind of like it's underwater kind of thing, which I can't.
Okay. How about that?
That's great.
Okay, there you go. I'm
continue.
Sorry. I want to maintain the fidelity. You know, fidelity is very important.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm not making.
It is radio, so you know we try to do our best.
It's an audio medium. I understand. I'm a Susie the Banshees fan, but I tend like the more like middle mature Banshees records. But okay. I started getting into the first record, The Scream, this week. I haven't listened to it a lot for a long time, and this track today, which is called Metal Postcard or Mitte Geisen. in German, really spoke to me because it's got a lot of it's got a lot going on for it. You know, it's got Nazi references, it's got anti-fascist tendencies, it's got Dada art references. It's a pretty deep track for someone who like made a debut record. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and this is their debut record. Okay.
This was going to be the first single after they got signed, but then it became the B-side to another song, and so it got kind of minimized.
Okay.
And the value and the importance and the impact of this track, I think, got kind of maligned a little bit, or at least misdirected. And
We're here to set the record straight. Is that what you're saying? Is like that this?
Well, I'm here to like promote it in such a way that says like I'm feeling a kind of pre-millennium tension, and this song captures the proto-fascist resistance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we must resist.
And that's what it's all about.
Resistance, absolutely. Here we go. I'm gonna activate this thing. Right. I'm touching it.
Before you cue it up, I have one more thing I want to say. Hey, 1, 2, 3, everyone.
I'm connecting. There's no stopping me now. All right.
There's no stopping you now.
All right. Well,
get with that metal postcard.
Thanks for calling in, man. Always good.
Have a lovely evening.
You too.
Peace out.
Man, a little BOC, not fearing the Reaper. That's it. And this is Radio Valencia. That's right. We're near the corner of 22nd and Mission, in a beautiful Mission where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's dark right now. It is. The seasons are changing. And it's getting dark. I like that, though. You know, can't always be light. Got to be dark sometimes, right? Isn't that right? Yeah, so Radio Valencia, cool place, man. You come in, you hang out. I don't know. It all depends on whose show it is. I got the door open, man. You want to come and hang out? That's fine. As long as you don't, you know, screw things up. What's going on? There's all kinds of shit going on. I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna get into it. There's so many people are in it. You know, I'm in it, but I'm not in it here. So let me grab these records. That was a good set, though. We opened up. So I had a kind of a, you know, Halloween thing. And just, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I was talking with Derek from the previous show, Music from Other Lands, or I can't remember it. But look it up. It's Tuesday from 4 to 6. And, yeah, it's like, let me just tell you about these records first. Opened up with Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds doing Up Jumped the Devil. Shriek Back from the Care record we did, My Spine is the Baseline. Joy Division from this beautiful double record. We did Dead Souls. That's right. Hold on, I'm did that. The Chills, Pink Frost from the Kaleidoscope World record. PJ Harvey, we did The Devil, and then we've backed that up with Black Sabbath, The Wizard, that's right. We did Eruption from Tarkus. This is another segment we do. It's called What's Cool About Records. And it's probably, this is one of those things where, well, it is. It can be relevant to people these days because you're still buying. This was my, the first record that I bought with my own money. Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Tarkus. And I'm just thinking about like what, I was probably 10. And what that music, what that music was like. And then I was so into it. I was like totally, you know, I was, had to be like on the spectrum or whatever. Because I was just like, I would just go berserk and just by myself in a thing. And just like, it was like headbanging. Crazy. I'm just like, Palmer, yeah, you did it